a clown wear a smile all day, but you never know how he feel.
I tried to catch the cue, the knock.
No, but he didn't already post that.
It don't even matter. We going in real quick because we just want to make this real quick. Right or wrong? This is right or wrong, you know, real quick situation.
You said clown always smiling even though.
What's up, real life? What's up, real live talk family? What's up, real live talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. This is the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show.
Yo, yo.
We sitting here bringing it to you all the way real live and direct, unapologetic. Because on this podcast platform right here, we keep it all the way real live with self, reality, the people, and life in general. Once again,
the live
is unapologetic. You know what I mean? So I'm here with my live team. It's a we thing, not a me thing. All praise is due to the Most High.
Right, the universal.
I'm not trying to rush because I feel like, you know, I'm pressured. I'm just, this is going to be a quick joint right here. But everybody's going to speak their piece. Speak your business. And that's what's going to go on real quick. Real live way.
Real live, all live.
Shout out to all the real live flags. This is here in episode, you know, 26, season 5, all the way live, 365. I'm here with, I told you who I am. I'm live time. You already know who I am. I'm the one of one host. Live Ty Handles, Ty Live Handles.
The live is y'all.
I'll let everybody else introduce their own selves, you know what I mean?
Right now.
You can tell who you are.
88.
No, say your whole real live shit.
Julius St. Jones.
Yeah, no, damn, he went there. I didn't think he was going to go there.
Julius St. Jones.
Damn.
It's full effect,
yo.
But you can call me 88 for sure.
88
the great.
88 keys the great. See, he keep on leaving that keys part out there. That's where I wanted him to go. He went Julius J. Jones on y'all right there. We talking about the real live.
Man, you got your
real boy. Live version of the Cleveland Pimp C. Shout out to that brethren. May he rest in paradise.
Cleveland's own.
We got our own Cleveland. We got our own Cleveland style Pimp C. Right here.
Dark skin in the field. What's happening? Yeah.
Me and him is the.
You know what I'm talking about? Because I got that music playing.
Damn.
It's very pertinent to this.
I guess every time I say Team Darkskin, I gotta say shout out to my homes now. I see you, boy. Respect.
We're getting on the sports podcast right there. Shout out to the Real Live Sports Talking Debates podcast platform. But yo, real quick, the topic on this one here is you never know what. You never know what.
Never know.
You never know what. Dot, dot, dot. Blah, 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 blah. La, 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 la. Live in. And what I'm talking about on that one is you never know what folks are going through. You never know what folks are really dealing with on a day-to-day basis to make it to the next day. And a lot of times we get caught up on sometimes misjudging actual depression from actual grieving. See, when you're grieving, you're able to have a conversation or two with individuals that, you know, with your real trust circles and support systems, and there don't be any kind of judgment passed, but you're still able to have this conversation with them during your motherfucking real shit you're going through. That's grieving.
Yeah.
Depression, you don't want to even be bothered with people. You don't even want to see them. You don't even want to look at them.
Man.
And we talk about everybody, not just certain individuals.
Your job.
Everybody.
Your job.
And I know individuals that mean a lot to me that suffer from depression. But I also know some very amazing individuals that are just grieving, and it feels like depression because it just has you on a frequency that feels very paralyzing.
It's real painful shit to go through.
Yeah. makes you feel paralyzed.
And you need help to get through it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get through it by yourself, but you still gonna need somebody to guide you through that as you get through it by
ding,
yourself.
Ding, ding.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's the difference between it, because, you know, the depression, you know what I'm saying, you ain't gonna really get a chance to really get it out at all, for real. You know what I'm saying?
No, you ain't want nobody to know you there.
But the grief, though, is gonna be expressed, whether you like it or not, whether you holding it in and you expressing it, not even knowing it, or you just downright crying, blurting it out. You're gonna express that grief, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, eventually. So he's looking at that. I chose that song because actually I had opened up with Tears of a Clown, if y'all didn't hear that.
Yeah,
because
heard
right before, my man had said people going through depression and stuff, you know, the clown is always smiling. So I opened up with Tears of a Clown, but it made me think of David Porter, The Masquerade Is Over.
Yeah.
You know, when I went to Tears of a Clown, that's how I went to that one.
And that's a perfect song, too. You know, my aunt used to date this man.
Oh.
Yeah, man. What's up, shout
David
out.
Porter?
Yeah, what's up,
I heard dad? He was real. I didn't know that, though.
What's up, Dad? You know my aunt, T-Rosa.
Hey, The Masquerade Is Over. You don't know nothing.
And we look.
It's no fun. That's
my yeah.
He said it's no fun being in love with someone that don't love you.
Yeah.
And that's not funny, but it's funny.
But look, and that ties into the topic, right?
That's a whole other depression.
That leads you to depression.
Another
but leads you to do very bad things,
or even grieving.
Because you'll grieve a bad relationship in it, or a good one going bad.
Like we said, the depressed individual
with a bad relationship. Good relationship.
And it's the suddenness that.
Did you hear that?
Say it again.
You got some haters out here right now that grieve good relationships.
Oh.
They ain't grieving because shit is going too good.
Ooh.
They want drama. But in the words, of the immortal MJD, MJG, you don't want drama. But they grieving because they in a good relationship.
And that's real.
They waiting
shit.
On the other shoe to drop.
So used to losing, they don't know when they winning.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You're so used to losing, you don't know when you're winning. You're grieving in a good relationship. You in pain for no reason. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Still losing because you're so used to losing.
I have to turn that up.
Missing them bad times.
I know, yeah, I have to turn up the.
Whoa, it's
oh, wait.
Yes, exactly.
Thinking so, about them so, bad
so,
times.
So used to losing.
All the time.
You know, Cleveland Browns are relationships.
All the time.
Right? You heard?
All the time. Thinking about them bad times. All the time.
Well, I just see. The Cleveland Browns are relationships. They so used to losing, they don't know how to win.
You ain't going to keep on bringing the Browns.
I am. Because I grew up when they was winners. No, I grew up when they was winners.
I
feel like the culture has changed, so I'm no longer going to throw the Browns under the bus. Because I feel like we turned the corner.
I think we did.
With that said, got to.
The team, hey, look.
Got to be
look,
more careful.
Hey, that franchise is going through depression.
No, actually, he's going through a progression.
They were grieving.
They were grieving
until the loss of Elway finally came.
Look, we're going through a real good progression. That's what I'm smelling. Oh,
no,
my
no,
bad.
That's
this
not.
Is yours.
But, like, some people, they grieve their relationships, which is holistically sad.
That's a whole different type of thing. Yeah, he's going in. That you never. Oh, Lord. What can I do for me? What can I do now? The masquerade.
That was just a little.
But
he
can't do that because the masquerade.
That was that was a quick ass vibe.
You heard me? Yeah. But you can't. What can you do when the masquerade is over? This is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Where you go from there?
And how that ties in? How that ties in? How all this is ties into the topic at hand?
Mm-hmm.
You never know what folks going through.
Yep.
When folks when individual legends like this make music like this, Durando,
They talking, but they they testify.
Marvin, I know where he going.
Marvin Gaye.
They testify.
Curtis Mayfield.
Testify.
Patti LaBelle.
Testify. Yeah.
Anita Baker.
And you, as you say, as in real life though, as in,
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight. But you can hear the lyrics and you know what they going through. But in the real life though, you think like, I take them as example of the people you
Minnie Riperton.
They were stars. One, a couple of them, he just listed one dead. Donny Hathaway committed suicide. So in real life, you don't know what a person, because you think these people are stars.
Ray Charles.
That's the
what
masquerade. What could be wrong?
Donny Hathaway was at the top of his career.
That's the masquerade.
Committed suicide.
That's the
what
masquerade.
What could have possibly been wrong is what people was thinking.
That's but the masquerade.
You never know what somebody going through.
That's
Chris
the
Bender.
No, Chris Bender got shot.
Another one though.
Well, he shouldn't have put that song out there.
Everybody thought it was himself. A song. That's the masquerade.
No, the song was "Who Will I Choose." She made it clear who he's gonna choose. God.
He's gonna choose this.
Yeah, you gonna choose the maker.
She made the choice for him. Yeah.
All right.
He gonna choose.
Yeah. Hey, look, and we dancing
who
to
would
it.
Who Will I Choose was a real song.
We was dancing to it and shit, right?
Yeah, it was a real, real song.
That's the masquerade.
So look, man, we bring that all the way back.
Yeah, he bring it all the way
that's
back.
That's the masquerade.
Oh, wow.
He go in.
And his masquerade was over. The masquerade.
You never know what people feeling, right?
You never know what people are going through. You never know what people are feeling. You never know what people are.
You never know what they're going through. But that's why I say, no, in real life, you don't know what they. But like these lyrics that we hear, the big payback, songs like that, you kind of do know what they're going through.
Yeah.
Because.
You feel it.
There are songs that
payback
you know.
Payback by the Stylistics.
There are songs that you know really happened, right?
Payback.
The big payback
by the
really happened. No, the big payback by James Brown.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Had my girl up on the hill.
How
that
about
really
the,
happened.
Payback
get down with my girlfriend.
Is a dog, yeah. Dog.
That ain't right.
Is a dog.
No, James.
Payback is a dog.
Yeah, see, that really
come
happened.
On now.
No, you ain't feel James when he said, that ain't right.
Yes.
Get down with my girlfriend.
Yes.
You felt that. You said
that,
shit.
That was one of them brethren ale moments. Somebody. Push you down.
Yeah. He was talking to somebody.
That ain't right.
So at that,
he was talking to somebody, boy.
See, I want
to
make a clarification, though.
You muck, get
when you
ready,
get to
you
stuff
mother.
Like that, you do know what they going through. You do
you
know what they feeling.
Nigga,
look.
Because it's heartfelt. But in an instance like Donny Hathaway, you think that they on top. You don't know what they feel.
Look.
Because then they go out and commit suicide.
Look. See.
Who would have thought Marvin was beefing with his pops like
who
that?
Who would have known that? Yeah, right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Look. It's funny that y'all bringing up these situations.
Or his dad was a pastor.
Everybody we're talking about right now was all the way comfortable with the progress, the way they projected it and expressed what they were going through. See, not everybody has that fucking talent to sing, dance, create content, have podcasts.
That's probably how they lasted that
go
long.
Go see therapists, mental health therapists, grievance counseling therapists. It's levels to counseling, y'all, in the therapy situation. See, that's what everybody getting caught up.
I had to
when somebody say there and say, you need therapy, y'all only think of it as the pinpoint, accurate, ideal way they have been putting therapy out here to the world where you think it's done. No.
I rejected it at first, but...
No. No,
once,
no,
I said that,
once I sat down and got to the program,
my man just said it right here.
And got to really, like, you know what I'm saying?
My man just said
and,
it.
And got to really fucking with the folks and realizing, okay, well, maybe, you know what? I ain't gonna lie. This is how I start off with me anyway, because, you know, the state program gave me a psych, you know what I'm saying? After some previous endeavors I got into as a youth.
No, I mean,
not
to say it like that.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I have something to say that ties into what you just said.
Yeah.
And what you're saying.
Say it like that.
Yeah.
Bring it all the way here, right here in the center. My brethren, 88, just said, black people have a problem with that.
Yes, they do.
My man right here.
I rejected it at first. It was one time where my freedom was tied up with these sessions.
I had that same situation.
And I was still rejecting these sessions for a minute. I actually got in trouble for it before I'm going to tell you what did it. I actually looked at this motherfucker finally, because I'm like, damn, they still keep on sending me to this nigga, and they know I don't want to go to this nigga.
Let me ask you this quick question, brother.
Two different people, right? But this dude, though, you know what he did, though?
No, let me ask you this quick question before you break that down. What was your specific direction they were sending you to what you were sending them? Was it anger management? Was it
DV?
DV? Was it DUIs? Was it
OVIs?
Was it?
Well, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
It was part substance.
Mine was anger management.
Not substance, but I had to go to Allentown when I was a teenager. You know, I didn't smoke weed when I was a teenager. Been drinking and pills was my thing. For people who don't know what Allentown is, that's teenage alcoholic therapy. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the programs. And when I say programs, I got to some previous endeavors when I was younger that had me pretty much on display. Citywide as well as nationwide, and a couple other young men around this time, around this nation and the city, were caught up in certain endeavors, kind of like mine. And the first boot camp program for youth were brought up, and I was part of that first program. And the psychiatric evaluation was part of it. And if you work the program, you can choose to take the psych with you once you leave out the program. Once I chose to work the program, I became the push-up champion. And
I love what he's saying right now. I ain't gonna lie, like.
and a couple other things, I honored it, and I did choose to get there. I chose.
You said one thing key in there. You said you choose to take with you, and I will tell you, I'd have been through every program. I'm not saying that as I'm proud, but I'd have been through anger management, DV. I'd have been through substance abuse, TUI. Every program you can think of, I had to do it just to save
face.
Well, the other face.
That saved my ass.
Yep.
I went through all the programs that saved my ass. But I went in there. The moon face. But I went in there. To your point, though, I went in there clowning these programs.
I got my.
I didn't feel like. What was we talking about the other day? Yesterday. You think you know everything? You already failed. I went in there. I don't need this. I went in there clowning these programs.
You was clowning?
Clowning these programs. Every program I went in, I went to an alcoholic program over the weekend with a suitcase full of liquor. I'm not lying. They locked us in our hotel room. I had a suitcase full of liquor. I was at a DUI program drinking all night.
And you think you got a logical reason for it, though?
But the thing is, I did take something from it, though. I did have a logical reason. I'm not about to be locked in a hotel room for 3 days without drinking.
You just heard me. You just heard what you said.
It's real stuff. But
I know
the point.
We know that's what makes it so fucking tickling to the fancy. You know what I mean?
Man, we used to have to come down in the morning. Oh. Man, they was grabbing bumpers and shit. I was hungover at the DUI meetings. We watching people get smashed by cars for like 4 hours. I was geeked. I ain't gonna even lie. And I say that, I'm not bragging about it. I was clowning because I feel like I don't need this. But in the end, I took something away from each one of the programs.
Hey.
Ironically, after I got geeked at a DUI program, I did take something away from it. You know?
Ooh.
I kind of learned the ins and outs about some things. I went to a DV program. I went to a anger management program where a chick that was running it never had a child. So she was, now you gotta realize when you're in anger management or DV, some of these people got domestic violence against their kids.
Yes.
It's not always man and wife, you know, husband and wife shit.
Yes,
she was in there you telling people how to
get up in a house or a barbecue.
Never only about that.
Me myself was a barbecue. Which was a house of domestic setting, I had to take what they call diet domestic intervention. Yeah, classes for that.
Because
beating up a man at a barbecue.
But that's what I'm saying. These people be here. Well, now you got a lady that's running this, and you got people in here that got domestic violence against their kids, and they telling them how to raise their kids. Well, when I asked her how many kids do you have, she said none. So what qualifies you to run this class?
How can I even talk to you about this for real?
Exactly. My thing was she had never been in a violent situation before, but she was running a class about violence.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I went in calm.
But you know what
I learned from? I learned from the people that was there.
See?
What? I didn't learn from her. Yep. She didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
Yep.
She had no clue.
Okay.
But I learned from the people that was there. So I did take something away.
That's what got me into it was the testimonies and the confessionals.
You do take something away.
And me hearing something that I related to made me comfortable.
Okay, this is real.
And say, all right. But I'm going to tell you, the first couple weeks, I almost got in trouble. Well, I did get in trouble for not participating in those. But what it was, like I said, I beat up a guy at a barbecue that me and his girl and me and my girl was at together. I'm in there with a dude. They asked him, do you got something to say? This man stood up and said, yeah, that's right. I smacked that bitch and I smacked any other bitch and her mama. Talking to me crazy, goddammit.
I ain't got nothing to say to that, bro. He said that in front of the whole.
And they did not stamp his paper at the end.
Yes.
and they just kept on, you can't get a stamp today.
And they just kept on making them go back through the job. I seen him my second time around too. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at that time, like I did not want to. Hey, but he wasn't the only guy. Like dudes is like, and I'm like, yo, I don't know nothing about this life. Like, I don't, but what I'm supposed to, I don't want to talk to this brother. You know what I'm saying?
And this is tragic. And not even funny, but on the same lines, I was in there with a lady that sold her body. And she sold her kids' stuff and everything while selling her body. They own drugs and got the child taken away from her. In the end, she saw it like, yo, man, she saw it like I would do it all over again because I needed the money. And they like, well, you missing the whole point of it's other ways to get money. Oh, I didn't even know that's still playing. Sorry. But yeah, you put up something different. I put up something different. But,
that's your thing. I just had to see.
And it's tragic. Because she really thought that her motivation was I needed money to take care of the family, so I sold my body and I sold my child's things.
You never know what people are going through and what they consider priority.
In
their fucking circumstance.
She felt justified.
Yes.
And you probably
basically yo man, I beat a bitch anywhere anytime. I fight a bitch like you. And basically he like
you don't know Nan.
She stood up and back. Yeah. You don't know Nan. But she said it.
You don't know Nan.
Yeah, he said. Yeah, like, I fight a bitch like you. And everybody out there tricked that he really said that shit. Check the record. But
you don't know Nan.
After he tried to get on her, he said that shit. But the chick that was in there though, she felt justified. She was like, I would do it all over again because I was trying to take care of my child. But ultimately, you got your child taken away from you and landed in this meeting, and you still don't understand why you're here.
And
I would do it all over again.
And looking at her, though, would you think that that was the type of shit that she was on?
Yes. I wouldn't think she would go as far as to sell her child's things, but I know she would sell herself.
Yeah.
Looking at her, I knew that, because I was kind of like, what time the meeting is? No, that's a joke, y'all. Seriously. No, looking at her, I would have guessed that she was pretty much walking the streets at some point in time. I thought she was in there, though, because she had got better. Turns out, she hadn't got an ounce better.
Oh, man.
She still felt everything she did was justified in the name of her child, which got taken away. So you have learned nothing.
And I seen that brother my second time around the program, because I failed the first time, too. But you know what? I seen him about a year or two after that. He finally did go to the program. You know what he told me? Yeah, man, I ain't gonna beat on no bitch where she could call the police on me no more.
Yeah, so you still ain't learning nothing. You still, like, you have failed once again.
Failed.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to make sure I do it right next time. I'm going to beat her until she can't use the phone.
I'm going to systematically beat this bitch down now. Yeah. Is that what I'm hearing?
We are saying we are not down with that. Exactly. All right, we're laughing because it's... We can't even imagine thinking like that, all right, yo. That's why we tripping, all right.
He's laughing because he said, next time I do it, I'm gonna make sure that nobody call the police.
That's
pretty much murder, right?
And I said that's
so. The next time I do it, I'm gonna make sure I end up on death row instead of a class.
That man, that's some Candyman shit. And I said,
that's
funny. That is some old, you know what I mean?
Next time I do it, I'm going to do it.
But you just don't know, all right? That's what we're saying, y'all.
That's what
you just don't know. That's what we're saying.
Candyman did it.
Candyman did it. Candyman can.
Who was Candyman?
The Sammy Davis Jr. But... Yeah, that's another story.
It's another story. Yeah, that was. Yeah, when somebody sitting there saying that shit, that fucking cocaine was fresh off the break. You know what I mean?
That's what he had. Man, he had a shoebox full of drugs. Who could take the sunshine and sprinkle it with dew? I can in this Nike box.
I'm done. All right, real quick. Let's get back. You hear he has all that scene?
I love you, Sammy. You supplied the world with candy.
The candy.
Bojangles.
Surprise the world.
Mr. Bojangles.
You supplied the world with candy.
He supplied the ball with candy. Sprinkle it with dew. Yes, the Candyman can.
Hey, I heard Sammy was turning shit out, too. Shout out. Hey. That little black one-eyed motherfucker. That little bow-legged twinkle-toed motherfucker.
At least his candy came with a song. You get high, boy. You better have a song with it. We're gonna make the sunshine. Sprinkle it with dew. Yes, the Candyman can. Shabong bong bong.
Little bald-haired black motherfucker.
Sing it one more time.
Who can make the sunshine? Sprinkle it with dew. Yes, the Candyman can. Oh, yes, the Candyman can.
I'm done. For y'all that live that cookie corner life, this is way over your head. Hey, just know, hey. All y'all have this over your head. But for those individuals that know what we talk about, because you know what we talk about, it's ridiculous, man. My guy is over here.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
He had that supply.
Oh, my God.
He had the shoebox. My dude, man.
Oh.
Somebody hey,
real quick, bye moment. Real live, live on the breakfast. We're about to go ahead and
say Helen. Better knock
in.
Say Helen.
Say Helen. Helen, stop telling. Yeah, lie. Lie. Helen, please stop telling. They hear us in the bedroom yelling. I mean, you getting them O's on. I'm like, oh, I'm loving with them O's on. Yeah. For real, after I'm gonna doze off, wake me up with some good slurpy top, make me, huh? ain't gonna go there. See, on some yeah, way. You got some problems. We gonna be solving them. Scooby Doo mystery van. When we are here, Rama in the land. These bitches be sitting and talking about a different man. Please have your motherfucking plan. We're different. My man said, please calm the fuck down, cause your fucking nervous senses. That mean I'm sitting up on some common shittings. Cause I ain't gonna go loud, cause I know I'm cute. My ooh, man said, yup, this is how my girl. Helen, please stop telling, babe.
Helen, please stop telling. Oh, the nigga says bellin'. I'm a two-time felon, so though I'm not selling. You gotta find your work from a different avenue. I know I might be a jerk, but I'm not having you. Did you hear?
Spit that shit. I remember what you said. I tried my hardest, you know, cause I was in the zone right there.
I know.
I was in the zone. This beat right here brings out the ill ass beast in me right here.
We in a good zone too. You know what I'm saying?
Shouts
out to the chair. But real quick. I'm a two-time felon, so no, I'm not selling. Gotta find your work from a different avenue. I might be a jerk, but bitch, I'm not having you.
Okay. All right. See,
you get a red one from 88 Keys every once in a while.
88 don't normally do this right here in the middle of the podcast episode. He does this when y'all ain't even hearing it. But he has this in him. It's naturally in him. You never know what folks is going through. He be having these jewels inside of him. You know what I mean?
88 in the booth.
This is the platform that he feels real comfortable with leashing it to y'all. Because he don't normally do this. But we going to go ahead and sign off. We going to go ahead and sign off.
We
going to go ahead and sign off. This has been another pleasurable moment right here. I apologize ahead of time and through time if it's coming off like we wasn't sticking to the script. But you never would know what folks is going through for real. And you never know what folks is going to have as their arsenal of support team and system to get through the shit.
Exactly.
There's a difference between grieving and being depressed. I've been grieving for a long time. But I still link up with my brethren. I still link up with my beautiful one. I still link up with my kids.
Well, the outside world will get you back to reality. If you stay within your head, you will defeat yourself too.
And you recognize your folks grieving, or your folks reach out to you, and you recognize their grieving. You know what I'm saying?
Lend a helping hand.
If you're able to still be around the folks that fuck with you for real,
you know what I'm saying?
You're grieving.
If anything, just be the light where they can get back. They get back through the tunnel. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to be bothered at all, you're depressed. I'm talking about you don't want to be bothered with people that you know.
When you notice that you're starting to get into a slump,
you don't want to be productive.
And you can't.
No, not just productive. Like, you don't even want to be bothered.
You just can't deal.
You just don't want to deal.
If you don't want to be bothered, you don't care about being productive. You don't care about being honorable. You don't care about having integrity.
If I get out of bed and go get some damn shit from the grocery store, it's kind of being productive. You know?
Like, some people can't do that.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. When you get in that mode where I'm not going to even go get food. Hey, when life deal you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make lemon cascade. Because it'll make shit shine. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. That part.
Say that part.
Not to even sound on that and be on that level.
You can make that into a rap. You can.
You can make it into a rap.
I expect 10%.
And here you go. But yes.
All lives, y'all.
But yeah, all the way up.
All the way
y'all
live.
Be careful. All the way live. Real live talk. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tapping in. We those winners. We those winners. Excuse me, Mary Jane was calling me. Live out.
That's what I want. I tell you, that could be a verse. Like I said, all I'm thinking about is life give you limits. Oh, you went the other way. You went the other way. Oh, yeah. Okay. How you doing it?
I'm just tapping
them. I can't never do this. I've been trying to do that shit in my car for the longest. That shit don't never work for me.
See, we're having a good time over here doing
it. Oh, I know we still
alive. Yeah, we are.
Well, y'all can tell he figured out something I can't do.
Yeah, we doing the catalog. I'm going through his catalog right now, making sure. I'm going through the catalog right now. Yeah. Yeah, oh, see? Alright. This time we gonna close it out right here. This time we gonna close it out right here. What we just did real quick is show you the catalog right here. We on some next level real live shit right here. We'll be hollering at y'all real soon. Y'all be careful. Keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. Live out.